Mr. Paul Keane in front of me this morning. Mr. Keane, good morning to you, sir.
Greetings on this dank and dismal day.
It certainly is.
I don't know how you got in.
Right, yourself.
How did you get in?
I struggled across from Castleknock. It took about an hour and a half.
Bet you did. Now, listen, chairman of Swedish Chamber of Commerce in Ireland?
Correct.
I have it here. Non-executive chairman of Newbridge, which I wasn't aware of.
Well, there you are.
There you are.
A wonderful company.
Yes, indeed. I concur entirely. Honorary Consul General of Sweden. That, you're wearing a Swedish hat this morning.
I am wearing a Swedish hat, yes.
And I was
honoured and privileged to wear that hat.
Well, thank you. And I was saying to you earlier on, it was interesting that I looked up Swedes in Christchurch, much to my peril, you might say. But anyway, when I looked it up, it transpired that Swedes in Christchurch gives me expat Swedish people living in Christchurch in New Zealand, which is not what we're here to talk about at all.
No, we're not here to talk about that at all.
But you have Swedes in Christchurch Cathedral.
We are having a wonderful concert
on
the 2nd of December.
Yes.
Which is a reprise of a concert we've had now. It's become now a tradition in Dublin for the magnificent Adolf Fredriks Choir to come over from Sweden. They're one of the top choirs of Sweden. To come and perform in Christchurch Cathedral.
Remind people of how it was that they came in the first place.
The choir.
Yes.
Well, they were invited over by the embassy, and then subsequently by the Chamber of Commerce, and they come over here as guests of the chamber. They're musicians of a very high calibre, all of them. The Adolf Fredriks Church and School is a very long tradition of musical education. So they come over, they perform a set of traditional carols at the first part of the performance, and then the old cathedral is plunged into darkness.
Yes.
And the choir are dressed in black, and they disperse throughout the church. They hide behind the pillars. They go from one end to the other. You can sort of see them, but you can't really see them because they're dressed in black. And in the dim and darkness of a mid-December evening, it's hard to discern them. And then the performance of From Mörk till Ljus, From Darkness to Light, starts. And you have a cry from a soprano at one end of the church, answered by a cry from another soprano at the other end. And I characterize it as the animal cry of the lost soul.
Yes.
And from that cry then develops this beautiful musical experience based on traditional Swedish tunes and international tunes. And that proceeds. The choir is entirely conducted in the darkness. They surround you. They move about you. It is absolutely magnificent. Some people say, are you putting on a concert? And I say, no, we're not.
No.
We are purveyors of magic.
Good for you. It's because it has a magical sound to it.
Magical.
It sounds like an amazing... Now, there is music, clearly, of course. Now, we have quite a bit. I want to play a little piece first. This is it Benedict Camus, Domino?
You could play, yes, indeed. These are new tracks.
Yes.
This year, there's a new music.
Right.
Which has been arranged by their magnificent conductor and other members of the choir. And I think you're going to play a couple of those tracks.
Oh, we are. But this is just a kind of an introduction to give people a sense of what it is. That's a lovely piece. This is new. This is new.
Yes, these are rearrangements, yes.
Because we had Lisa Leila, which we're going to play shortly because it's just terrific. People say you're playing Christmas music. We're not. We're just chatting about things of Swedish bent. We're talking about. You had some of the listeners turned up last time, by all accounts.
Well, indeed. As a result of the chat we had last year, we had a number of your fabulous fans turn up. And people from Clare and from Mayo and from Mullingar. I met one woman who came up with her friend. They stayed in the hotel across the road. They'd never been to Christchurch. They came to the concert. I met them afterwards. They say, we're here because of Marty. I happily, they said to me that they're going to come this year as well.
Isn't that wonderful?
So it was wonderful. It was really lovely to have people from all over the country, in addition to the people that would, you know, obviously be attracted because of the Swedish connection.
Yes, but also, this is a unique opportunity. There's no other way you're going to see this or be a part of it, bar going to Sweden.
Of course not.
There's no chance to see this.
No, it is a unique, you might say, a manifestation of Swedish culture.
That's right.
In Ireland. And in the fantastic circumstances of the cathedral in Christchurch, I think it's very resonant.
We should explain when this is on. It's the 2nd
of
December.
It's on Saturday evening, the 2nd of December.
Yes.
At 7 p.m. The tickets are available on Eventbrite. If you search under Sancta, S-A-N-K-T-A, Lucia.
Yes.
If you search under Lucia, L-U-C-I-A, you'll find it. And the tickets are available there. And for the purpose of full disclosure, I should tell you the price of them, I suppose. They're €40 for the premium ticket. And that gives you not only a seat in the nave, but also gives you access to the reception in the crypt.
The crypt.
Down below.
Good Lord.
The medieval crypt.
You get to go down there.
And you get down there and we have a little reception of glögg, which is a type of mulled wine, and Swedish delicacies that are handmade for the occasion.
Are they meatballs? We had a story about them earlier.
I know you had the story of slippery meatballs.
Indeed.
Earlier on. There will be none of that sort.
No.
The fare available will be of the highest order, and none of it will have fallen off the back of a truck.
Good for you. I tell you, 20 tons of the stuff. 20 tons of it. Now, you have brought us some of this wonderful music, and part of it is the Wexford Carol.
Indeed.
Now, this is obviously quite different. It's a particular chamber choir who do this.
This is our, the choir is the Adolf Fredrik's choirs.
Yes.
They were the youth choir, but because they enjoyed this music so much, they decided that they would continue beyond
as they grew up.
Indeed, yes. So they're now the chamber choir. And one of their members, Simon Falk, has rearranged, of course, because the Wexford Carol is one of our pieces
Correct.
Of music. And they're going to perform this in the concert, I believe. They're also going to have available their new CD, which is going to be launched in Dublin. Because they enjoy Dublin so much that they've chosen to launch their CD here. So this is the Wexford Carol with the Adolf Fredrik's Chamber Choir.
Thank you.
the Wexford Carol, but a special version of the Wexford Carol that we haven't heard before. Will they be performing that, do you think, on the night?
I think it's highly likely.
Highly likely. Now, Mark Terry says in Rathfarnham, we went to the concert in Christchurch last year, is spine tingling. We're booked in again this year. It was amazing. And I think that's what you want to hear, isn't it? That it had that effect on people.
But it is true. Your reader, your listener is correct in saying that it's spine tingling. When you hear them sing, particularly that performance from Darkness to Light, when that starts, you do feel the hair on the back of your head. It's extraordinary.
How long does the evening last, by the way?
It lasts about 2 hours.
Okay.
So we start at 7, you'll be finished about 9. But then, of course, if you stay in the crypt afterwards,
you're crypting.
The wine and the glug, well, there's no actual limit. Only the limits of decency.
As the fella said, until you're escorted from the building. You brought honey.
I brought honey. I thought this would be interesting for you. I'm a beekeeper here.
You're a beekeeper here?
Yes, I keep bees here, yes. Okay. And I was in Sweden for the purposes that we might perhaps discuss later on during the last couple of months. And during that period, as they say, I never put my hand in my pocket. Now, that's not because I'm particularly parsimonious.
Right.
it is because in Sweden, cash has almost disappeared.
Really?
Almost disappeared. The only occasion upon which I put my hand in my pocket to reach for a note was when I bought that jar of honey in a market in Linköping, a city to the south of Sweden, where my good friends Lindy and Jana live, and we were down to visit them. Why is that? The reason is that, of course, everybody, they use credit cards everywhere, and tap and go is very common.
I see.
But in addition, for non-banking arrangements, they have this, you pay using your mobile phone. So you go to a stall, and they have a number over the stall, which is their Swish number.
Right.
And you pay by sending them a text, transferring, use an app on your phone, and the text comes back showing that the necessary amount has been transferred, you showed at the shopkeeper, and they hand over the goods.
And there's no folding stuff, as we used to call it.
Now, I obviously don't have a Swish bank account.
No.
So when I acquired this jar of honey, it was necessary for me to unfold a note.
Yes.
I went to a service. How do people deal then with the fact they don't have cash in their pockets?
Oh, change to give you.
You go to the church. Went to a Swedish church for a service. How do they collect the cash? How do they get the collection?
Okay.
Well, some people bring cash, of course, for that purpose.
Yeah.
But even there, there's a Swish number.
So in the church?
The church has a Swish number. So you take out your mobile phone and you make your contribution in the church. In the same fashion, it is a digital form of...
Good Lord.
If you're going out with friends and you want to share the bill, one of them pays perhaps on his credit card and the others then Swish contribution.
Is it your impression that this is the way we're all going to?
Oh, undoubtedly this will happen here too.
Good.
Irish banks have to sort out their IT.
Yes.
But once they've got the IT sorted, I can imagine we'll be having this in the next couple of years.
That is astonishing. And you were there for the last short while, weren't you?
I was there, yes, I was, yes, for this.
Now, what is that thing that you see?
I had the honour of meeting the King and Queen of Sweden.
You didn't?
I did indeed.
My God, that's why you're not carrying cash, because you're mixing with royalty. That's what's happening there.
I've been the consul for a number of years.
You have?
And I had the privilege of being awarded the Order of the Polar Star, which is an order that was established in 1748, so this is not something of recent vintage. And so on that occasion, for that purpose, I had the privilege, myself, my wife Siobhan, and others, of meeting the King and Queen, and who presented the...
Bestowed on you this honour.
Yes.
Is this a medal? Is this a...
It's a...
Oh, by golly. Oh, my golly, that's pretty impressive.
It's a very fine medal.
It's a very fine medal. And can you... Well, I suspect you'll be wearing this on the 2nd of December.
I won't wear it.
Can you not wear it?
You can, but you only wear it on formal occasions, and since I'm not a military man...
And
I don't normally wear a dress...
suit.
Suit.
Yes.
On such occasions.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I wish we were on the telly. We could share it with everyone. That's quite something.
So that was wonderful.
Look, have you a title now? Are you something else?
Not at all.
No, but I mean, you've been honorary counsel. Does that mean that Paul Keane has now become something else?
No, not at all. Paul Keane is still...
Like a Commodore.
Paul Keane is still...
Still Paul Keane.
It's Paul Keane. Paul Keane still puts the bins out.
All right. There is that thing when you come home, isn't there?
Although my wife would actually say that she's the one that puts the bins out.
Yes, I would wear that medal from time to time just to annoy the neighbours. What? Listen, let's have another piece of music. We chatted about this piece of music. This is so gorgeous, and it affected so many people. Can you give people a little sense of this? It's only a minute and a half. It's the most gorgeous piece. It's like the centerpiece, isn't it, Paul?
Well, it is. It is. There's a wonderful lilt to it. It is a very traditional Swedish song, and I think it shows off the glory of the voices of this remarkable choir.
Oh, it is. It's quite special. Just a reminder, this is the 2nd of December, 7 o'clock, in Christ Church Cathedral. Will you remind people again, Paul, in case we forget before we finish, where people can get tickets if they want to
get tickets on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite.
Eventbrite is the website.
B-R-I-T.
Eventbrite.
Okay.
And look up the word Lucia, L-U-C-I-A. You'll find it there, and the tickets are available.
Now, you said to me, as the fellow said, I see your reward, I see your honey. And we're listening to that beautiful piece of music, and you say to me, I must tell you about the robots. I'm thinking, where is he going to take me now? What about robots?
Well, I was there.
You're full of information.
When I was there, we went to the wonderful city of Västerås.
Right.
Which is where the first hydroelectric installation in Sweden.
Okay.
But there is the headquarters of ABB and other wonderful Swedish houses.
Yes.
And there, they have a place called Robot Dalen.
Robot Dalen?
Robot Valley.
Right.
If people look it up on the website, Robot Dalen, Dalen. There's a little video there, you'll see it. But there they are developing machinery, technology to assist people who are become weaker and frailer and perhaps more disabled as they get older. The Swedish population, like ourselves, is getting much older.
Yes, of course.
They reckon they're going to have a shortage of 150,000 carers by the end of this decade. And so therefore, we need to use technology to assist people. So, for example, they have a robot, but not in the sense of a silly machine. There's an arm that can be controlled either by the foot or by the hand or by the eye.
Wow.
That will bend down, hold a spoon, and feed somebody who can't otherwise feed themselves.
That's incredible.
A machine that will take you into it and wash and dry you.
And did you see this operation?
I saw these machines. There's a glove for those whose hands no longer have the power of grip that will reinforce the grip with electronic...
That's astonishing.
There's a wheelchair, which is an all-terrain wheelchair, which you sit into, and it's not like a conventional wheelchair. They were saying that it's being used by farmers who have become disabled.
So it's built on the principle of a tank.
Well,
it'll go up and down and around.
Up and down, exactly. Remarkable machines that will assist people to continue
to live
their lives independently.
That is a you're a mine of information. No wonder you're the honorary consul.
This is news from Sweden, you see, other than news of slippery meatballs falling off.
Absolutely. There are other things to share. I'm astonished by you, sir. Listen, I want to thank you firstly for coming in again. You're a mine of information. And I thoroughly enjoy your company. I wish you well. We have to go. Now, listen, some people will have to tape. Some people will have to tape winning streak because I don't want them to miss it on Saturday, the 2nd of December.
Of course.
So they'll have to tape it. Indeed. And then they can enjoy the pleasure of winning streak when they come home after the concert of the Christchurch Cathedral.
Well, we welcome those of the Marty team.
Thank you.
They'll be at winning streak.
Yes, on Marty in the morning, wherever they happen to be. They're all welcome. Listen, thank you so much. By the way, how many in the choir? Do we know how many will
we
be coming this year?
Over 30 travel, plus the organist and the conductor. Yeah. So a group of about 35.
It sounds. When you talked about it before, and then people came back after the event, and they were just high in their praise for the night and the magic of it, and how special it was, and how unique it was. I think that's the important thing.
It is extraordinarily special.
Yeah, I really do. I think that's the thing. Listen, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very good.
You're an absolute pleasure. And just remember, lads, it's on the 2nd of December. We'll have it up on the site, Santa Lucia Festival. Thank you so much.